Good evening, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Anita from Miami, Florida. You can call into the show live and ask a question and get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. And Anita is in the green room. Come on out, Anita.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Where would you like to start?
Well, I want to tell you, at first it just felt good to have a reason to get dressed up tonight, even if it was on the phone.
Gotcha.
I wanted to shine a little bit of light and hope for our TI community out there.
Yes, it's something we need desperately. We need positive attitudes, and we need leadership people, and we need people with a plan. Okay, we also have Richard from North Carolina. He's a regular here, and he comes always bearing a lot of great information and opinion. So, where would you like to start?
Myself?
Yes.
Well, I believe there's some good things that can come out of this pandemic for us TIs. And what do we have that nobody else has? We've got knowledge. And, you know, we can't beat them, but maybe we can profit from this. You know, the economy's in the toilet, and I've been spending my time learning about the stock market while I've been stuck inside of my house. And I did my homework, and I compiled a list of defense stocks in the electronic warfare space. I believe we have an opportunity here, like 1990 for investing in Amazon and Google.
Yeah, that's a different approach. How do you think the corona situation will ultimately affect the community as a whole?
The TI community?
Yes.
Well, I have a thought that studying these companies on the stock market, I realized that a lot of these private defense companies they create revenue in different sectors. A lot of them are split into aerospace. And these areas of aerospace have a lot of employees. They have a lot of, I hate to use the term baggage, but there's a lot of expenses that goes into this part of the company that's going to create a negative cash flow for the company. And I think they're going to be looking to cut expenses and employment any way they can. And I believe that we could see a few of these TIs who are not creating data that's creating a high ROI on research. I think a few of us could be cut free just because we're not making money for them, a high ROI anyway.
Yeah, that's a totally new way to look at it. I thought myself that last year, perps would start coming forward. But the more I think about it and the more I see, if perps are going to come forward, this will be the year because everything is down. We have five principal meatpacking plants and the whole country. And they are all closed. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
There sure is. And, you know, I was looking back. I've always been trying to locate these companies in the stock market. And back in 2014, the information was so difficult to find. They weren't advertising electronic warfare on their homepage. And just in, 5 years? Actually, it was 2015. In 5 years, things have completely changed. And now companies are actually getting contracts for this, and it's not that difficult to find. Information is going to be coming out in leaps and bounds.
Well, information is what we need. We've just uncovered a brand new method of communication that the U.S. Navy is using, and that's quantum. Actually, not quantum computing. It uses quantum computing, but it's quantum communication. And it's very interesting the way it works. But I hope to God that that isn't what they're using, because it's impossible to decrypt unless you have a better quantum computer than the one that encrypted it. But let's get back to your subject matter.
That all takes place in the ocean, right?
Yes.
Okay, that is very interesting. Yeah, that is very interesting. Well, I know when I was first at TI in 2005, and I know I was filled with questions as I stumbled blindly through this invisible enemy. You know, the first question that consumed me was, why me? And I believe sometime back then I came across a list of criteria, and I was like, holy cow, I check off every one of these things. I found it online somewhere, and I was female. Back then, the majority of the TIs were female. I was between the ages of 35 and 55 years old. I was college educated. I had a history of substance abuse. Location, that's a big deal. And personally, I had diversified interests, which made my data a challenge for testing. Like, I had a lot of interests. I could be interested in dance and art and painting and French and you name it, I was interested in it, whether it was making a mud pie or anything. So I think those were the criteria that were the reason why I was chosen.
Okay, there are many people with many different ideas as to why they were chosen. And many people were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that is my opinion in terms of my own targeting. But so many other targets have so many other opinions. Richard, what do you think?
Well, if we go through the commonalities of what happens to TIs, we can find and connect many different commonalities. And, well, we all find things that fit because there's so many. But literally, we haven't pinpointed exactly the fact that, you know, it's this or that. What's going on is maybe there's a list, and maybe there's no real reason, like you said, Frank, that you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it was uncovered that the DOD was funding many institutes across the nation to pick and choose patients that come and went at random to do experimentation on without the patient knowing anything at all about it or being informed of anything about it at all. So, you know, you can toss up the commonality hat and let it fall where it may, but we don't have that connection. The main thing I try to keep my head on is the fact that we are, and we have to figure out some way to do something about it. And, well, justice and accountability is what we're looking for. A lot of people seem to think it's hopeless and there's no way out. But, well, if we fall back on what I heard a minute or two ago, the voters and the country and the countrymen of this nation, then somewhere along the way, when it comes out, and reaches a line to where there's nowhere else to go, unfortunately, well, as your song says and your call coming on, your radio station coming on there, Mike and the Mechanics, we'll find that spot, and we'll have to work it out at that point with whatever means we have.
Right. Okay, back to you, Anita. You want to continue with your agenda?
Well, sure. Another question that consumed my every waking thought when I wasn't being harassed was, what is the purpose of this? I think it was 3 years before I stumbled onto a coast-to-coast program. I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. You know, aha, I connected all the dots. But before that, it takes a while to figure out what is the purpose of this. And after 15 years now, I see things clearly. You know, I'm on the other side of it. I believe I had a highly sophisticated network of operators, and the purpose of my testing was to treat PTSD. You know, if the effects of PTSD can be diminished, the government can save a lot in veteran benefits. I mean, to me, there had to be a purpose to spend all of this money, and what was it? And looking back over the time, that's what I think my testing was all about. And I kind of organized it into five phases that I could share with you. Maybe somebody out there has something similar. And, you know, if I could have known what was coming, I sure would have been grateful. Maybe one person out there will go through something like this. Do you mind if I share?
Oh, go ahead. That's why you're here.
Okay, good. Thanks. Well, the first phase was isolate the subject, me, create a traumatic experience, because you can't find a cure for PTSD unless you cause PTSD. And any good science experiment isolates the subject in this case. And the third part of that phase one was to encourage substance abuse. Now, phase two, what I think they were doing was recording and mapping language and emotions during this whole experience, because I believe that everything that's going on with this science is broken up into language and emotions. In my case, fear, depression, and anxiety were used because I believe they enhance the ability to map neural networks. So, Frank, for example, if I say I'm holding a blue coffee cup, my brain, now this is all for me conjecture. This is what I believe is going on, and it's just a gut instinct that I have. But if I say, Frank, blue cup, my brain will draw a path or a map from Frank, blue cup. And if your brain is experiencing fear, depression, or anxiety, those networks will be enhanced. That's what I believe phase two was. Phase three was the hardest. Phase three was enhancing the trauma, and I felt it kept continuing until I would break. And it would go in waves or patterns. They used impulse control, suggestions, and attack methods during this enhancing of the trauma bit. And I believe the impulse control stems from substance abuse. And that's why that is a necessary or bonus, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it. Necessary evil of this. Somehow, impulse control is the foundation of this testing. So what else I noticed, this is a positive thing here during this darkest period, is that during this time for me, my creative abilities were heightened. So if you could find some way to write or paint or create something, it may be the best work you've ever done. I mean, I know that's a little bit of not a very big piece of positive news, but it's something. And don't throw it out or burn it when you get done doing it. And then, so the last two parts, basically it reverses everything. And I noticed that during when phase three was getting reversed, the waves, the time, the interval between the attacks would be greater and greater and greater. If I would have clocked it on a calendar, I bet there was something very systematic about it. And then during phase four and five, what they're trying to do, well, let's go phase four. For me, they repressed positive emotions and experiences. They reduced any pleasure centers like sex and love. I knew I loved my family, but I couldn't feel it. I was going off more like of a memory emotion. It was a very strange thing. And trauma is reduced. Well, I already told you about the reducing it at intervals. So then comes the last phase. Memory. PTSD is triggered by memories associated with intense emotions. So I believe that I was reliving traumatic experiences until my neural networks could be isolated and the emotions could be tamped down. And then I feel a wave of heavy magnetic like fog come over my brain while these neural networks were firing while I was thinking of things. And I think that's how they disassociate the memory and PTSD. Then I thought, for me, it was repeated over and over until I just didn't care about that subject anymore. It was like they were erasing it from my brain. I was even, so that's my five phases.
Okay, that's very interesting. My five or four phases are a little bit different. And what I'm going to do is probably wait till we have our first commercial break, and then I'll tell you my phases that I've gone through. You're very fortunate to get out of this or be free of it, even if it's just for a time, because it is so traumatizing, especially in the beginning. Richard, okay, go ahead.
I'm not free of it, let's be clear, but I am over the most difficult part, unless there's something more horrible coming around the corner. I feel like I'm over the hump.
I see what you mean. I think you're in mind games now, because that's where I am. Trying to get you to think their way, and they're trying to think your way. And what happens is there's a continual war between you, your mind, and the operators. So, you have to be careful. Okay, we're going to commercial, folks, here any second now. And I'd like to thank you so much for listening.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? if you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Good evening. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Anita from Miami, Florida. You can call into the show live and speak with her and ask her questions and get involved at 800-313-9443. Please join us. Or you can just listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, we have Richard still hanging in here, and he has got a lot of good intel here. I think, Anita, that you'll get along very good with him. Richard, you're still with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In fact, I'm thinking about the whole conversation. I'm trying to maintain, of course, the heading of what we're talking about. But I'm at 1313 Mockingbird Lane, mortified, because of the aspect of this whole thing being as backwards as it is. And I do apologize beforehand, but you know, you got to think about the veterans that are wrongly labeled post-traumatic stress disorder because of the funding that the VAs can acquire for their post-traumatic stress, and it's bled over into the public also. Well, if we get this person labeled post-traumatic stress, then we can treat them. We can make money for treating this. And, well, you know, the changing of the mind to where I think the word that the lady used was reversed. If you are normal and you don't have post-traumatic stress, maybe just had a few bad days here and there, then there is no reversal. There's only tampering and destroying of a perfectly normal, good person. And the post-traumatic stress disorder just doesn't exist in some people. They claim that it's something they can get rid of now, that they can take care of, they can correct the post-traumatic stress disorders, but in fact, are they getting rid of it, or are they tampering with people's lives, which, by the way, they have no right to do? If a person is already autistic and is already a good book writer and a good thinker and so on, then what right do they have to go in and tamper with these people? Now, I've said before, they don't want to play with guinea pigs that are really in a bad way. They want normal people. Let's see what happens with the normal, healthy person. What happens with the post-traumatic stress people? Well, we've had that for years now. We're making money off of it, but let's gather in a bunch of people that don't have it and play like they have it so we can get the revenue and, well, see what it does to them. And that's what's happening to TIs. Depression and anxiety and these sort of things are, well, a lifelong deal for a lot of people. Why not take them out and help them, lift them up, get them off the streets, clean them up, and help them restart their lives, and instead of tampering and drugs and chemicals. And, well, I'm just against the whole thing. It's wrong, and without consent or complying with this type of research, it's wrong. And it doesn't matter to a normal, healthy person that has never had any issues find themselves in one of these programs. It's no help to them, and I don't comply, and I don't consent. And yet I'm going through it as well as many other veterans that, well, how do you claim post-traumatic stress disorder for veterans that have never left the States, has never been in a war zone or been in a bad situation? They just, you know, National Guard and stateside duty and that sort of thing. But yet, I can name hundreds of veterans that were labeled with post-traumatic stress disorder, and all they ever did was work at the motor pool on base.
And, yeah.
The whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah. We're coming up very shortly on the bottom of the hour. And I'd just like to say we have Anonymous from North Carolina who has questions for Anita. And we have Melissa from Georgia who has questions for Anita. And I thank you, Richard, so much again for your contributions. If you'd like to hang in there, you're welcome to. If the queue fills up, I don't know. Okay, folks, we're breaking for station identification. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Good evening, Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Anita from Miami, Florida. I'd love to have you call into the show live and ask a question and get involved at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605 313-0163. Okay, Anita, we have Anonymous from North Carolina who would like to speak with you.
Hi, Hello. Anonymous.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hello? Okay, I'm calling from North Carolina. I have one single question for you, but I did kind of want to talk for a super quick minute just to touch on a few things. Like, first of all, I can identify with some of what you shared about your story and your past. Like, I myself have suffered from addictions and different things growing up. I just recently was able to control my drinking. Like, I haven't had a drink in almost a month, and I've given up
for you.
Little... Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I feel so much clearer now. And I even gave up things like marijuana. And I think I was sharp even when I was in a daze because of these targeting. But, you know, I've been feeling clearer the past month or so. But in any case, I want to be brief here. Like, I do identify with you. Going as far back as I could remember in life, when I first came into consciousness as a young boy, I had two older brothers that were already old enough to be quote-unquote bad kids. So I remember, like, my earliest memories of childhood being in, like, counselors' offices and all these therapists. So it really started from as far back as I could remember. But I guess without getting too much into my personal story, why I identify with you, I kind of feel like there's a possibility that I was predisposed to making bad decisions, which led to things like an addiction. Not to say it wasn't my Like, I don't want to say I don't take ownership for it or someone forced me to do so. You know, I made a lot of mistakes in life, and I've moved on and tried to learn from them. So with that being said, my single question to you is, and then I'm going to give a quick example of what I'm getting at, and then I'll allow you to answer if you're okay with that. My one question to you is, like, considering everything you touched on with the phases and something Frank left off on that he never got back to, he mentioned a mind game phase. So my question to you is this, like, what do you experience now? Because that's my question. Now, to give a quick example of what I mean is, like, you hear a lot of people's stories and you feel for them because you almost know, like, they could be trusted. You don't call people quacks too easily. But there's a lot of people that go through a lot of things. Like, in my case, if you're somewhat, for the most part, functioning somewhat in society, like, they'll allow me to get up and go to work. Like, I'm allowed to pay bills. It's almost like I still have some element of free will. But as an example of what I'm getting at in the mind game thing, like, I recently, today, I had to transfer a storage unit from one city to another. Now, I didn't really move across the state, but it was a little bit of a distance. Like, over the phone, I made the reservation for the new unit. Now, I use my debit card, and I heard a doctor say on these calls that they follow your debit card. Now, that being said, I have a small car, so I made several trips between the storage unit, like bringing the stuff from point A to point B. And I noticed, like, even the first stop I made just to check if my lock fit the new unit, I started to notice, like, a particular vehicle.
Okay, Anonymous. Try and wind it up, okay? Thank you.
Okay, I'm winding it up right now. So each time I went back to the unit, I saw a similar vehicle. And not the same, but similar. So I tried to look at the people, and some of the people seemed normal, like a soccer mom, and then the one guy just stayed parked in front of the unit. So that's sort of what I'm going through now, like these subtleties. Like, can you talk anything about what you're going through, like, currently? So that's my question.
I've gone through all of those things. The stalking, the following, the people looking normal, the whole nine yards. Currently, right now, I am a highly functioning TI. I have a business. I don't experience extreme emotions. I haven't cried in a long, long, long time, over 10 years. I don't feel elation. I don't feel super happy. I don't feel love, and I don't feel the sadness. Like, my grandfather died, and I knew I should be sad, but I didn't feel sad. So I feel the middle of the road. It's like I'm on Prozac or something. And I don't have any sexual pleasure. I'm not able to have orgasms during sex. All types of pleasure and extreme emotions are just tamped down. For the most part, I sleep, I can exercise, I get depressed or anxious if I start to work too much, but that's pretty much it.
That's a good enough answer for me. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anonymous. Okay, we have Melissa from Georgia. She would like to ask you a question.
Hi.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Wow, that was loaded. Huh. I don't know what to say right now. I am literally a target. I'm a real target. I'm not full of shit. People live in my mind 24 hours a day with Voice of School, Voice of God, weaponry.
Melissa,
and
what's
I'm not
the
making
language?
That up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Jacobus.
Is it both Carmen's name and Carbo?
Okay. And,
Is it both Carmen's
name and Carbo? Yes, it is,
Jacobus. No,
okay.
No, you're stupid.
Okay.
Okay, Melissa's got some other issues going on, and I guess we can carry on without her, because she was clearly not focused on what we were talking about. But I think what I'll do is I'll explain my four phases as I was going to. In phase one, in the beginning, pure paranoia. Everyone's looking at me. I thought when I pulled into a gas station, everyone was looking at me. Everywhere I went, I was self-conscious to the point where I could hardly even walk sometimes because I was self-conscious of my gait while walking. And to sum up, I finally got a hold of myself and realized through my own logic that this was extreme paranoia, because in the beginning, they drop everything they have on you. And I'll just shorten that right up. The second phase is extreme pain in targeting. Deep targeting of your chest. Deep targeting of your ears. Feeling like someone stabbed you with an awl or something like that, which is a pointed tool or an ice pick. And stage three is a combination of basically mind games and torture, very painful torture. And to sum up once again, phase four is mostly all mind games with a sexual component added, like bringing you or bringing me to an orgasmic state and just leaving you hang there, and you wake up that way. And it's pretty hideous to go through. And right now it's in stage, I think, four towards the end of it. And five, I think, will be all mind games and nothing else. We'll see. But I don't think they'll make it to five, because I think they'll be in jail by then. Because fortunately, I know who my attackers are, both of them. Okay, Anita, we have Jay from South Dakota. She'd like to ask you a question.
Hi, I kind of came in just like a little bit ago or whatever, but you were talking about like you're functional, like, but you don't get the V2K, or I just probably logged in probably 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago.
Could you repeat your question?
What do you experience? You're still functional. You said, how long have you been targeted?
Frank, I couldn't understand her. Could you repeat the question for me,
She
Frank?
Wants to know whether you're still targeted.
Yes, I am. I am completely still targeted. In a functioning state.
Do you feel like whatever like behavior you were doing before, like you ceased to do it, and that's why like it's lightened up a little bit, or it's allowed you to be functional? Like,
I believe it's allowed me to be functional.
I feel like I've noticed that as well, in a sense. Like I've been charged since I was 18 in San Diego. But I use recreational drugs, and it's like they didn't want me to do that. So when I moved again from California back to South Dakota, I quit everything and it lightened up for 4 years. And then I thought, man, I must have just been too high or whatever, you know, just second guessing everything and thinking, man, I was tripping, you know. And then I used again 4 years later, and then it started right back up again. Did the same thing, sober again for 4 years. So that was like my eighth or ninth year being targeted. Used again, same thing. So I kind of noticed a pattern. Like, I mean, as far as like they say, behavior modification, I mean, they do kind of want you to change in a sense. And at the same time, if you don't, then screw it, because it's research and whatever else they have going on for you. But do you feel like there's a behavior that you changed so that it would allow you to be functional? or
no,
did you see him?
I tried to follow paths of that I found led in more successful results, because there weren't a lot of options, and I just started to. I actually went to an ashram. I moved into an ashram. I gave up on my whole life, sold everything, threw everything away, burned everything, moved to an ashram. And while I was at this ashram, it's funny because I met a weapons engineer there, and he was living. He had designed guns his entire life, and he was living at this ashram. And I was able to open up to him and tell him what I was experiencing, and he was able to tell me that I got to stand up and fight for myself. And that was kind of a turning point for me, where I said, hey, I don't have to be afraid of this. Somebody else out there does know what I'm talking about, you know? And he encouraged me to stand up there and fight for my life and reclaim it. So I started to rebuild all my relationships. I started to get a job. I started to try to fight for myself. That's how it started.
Okay, Nashe, does that answer your question?
Yeah, Frank, it does.
Okay, thank you so much. And we have Lorraine from Kentucky.
Hi, Frank. How are you? Hi.
Hi, hi how
everybody.
You doing?
I'm good.
Hello.
And thank you, Anita, for your talk. I can relate to some of it. But with regard to the post-traumatic stress, I think that it's not only that. Everything that we experience is trauma-based. I don't necessarily believe that it's completely designed to inflict post-traumatic stress disorder, although, you know, if it's a military study, that's certainly a possibility. I think, though, that the trauma-based is a method for controlling the mind and behavior modification. It's kind of widely known that when people undergo trauma, they can sometimes disassociate from their body. And I know for me, since I've moved from New Jersey to Kentucky, they have murdered, excuse me, a 16 of my sanctuary rescue cats between
so
stealing,
sorry.
Murder. It's really disgusting. And, you know, I have a 501c3 nonprofit, and I've rescued so many cats. I mean, back in New Jersey to here, I moved 26 cats here, and they murdered and stole and poisoned 16 since May of last year.
God bless you.
Yes,
and before it, horrible, but on your point is, I was the kind of person, I get so emotional, and I'm so attached to my animals, you know, I rescue them from kittens, and I nurse them, and even bottle fed some of them, you know, so each cat, I would break down and just bawl and cry and get depressed for days. And it's like the last few cats, I've only allowed myself 3 minutes to break down. Otherwise, I can't do it. Can't
okay,
do it.
Lorraine, and, we're coming up on another commercial. I just wanted to warn you. And it should be like right now. Thank you very much for listening. Okay, it's all right. That's right. Well, I interrupted you by accident, but go ahead.
That's okay. There was one other thing, one other topic. I think along with the behavior modification, the trauma, they inflict trauma not only for behavior modification, but it has a lot to do with adrenal exhaustion and experimentation.
Okay, now we're going to commercial. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back in a bit.
Believe in me, I'm with the high.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have been listening to a very special guest, Anita from Miami, Florida. Unfortunately, we don't have 2 hours to spend, and that's what we need, and perhaps sometime before too long we'll get them. Call into the show live and ask a question and get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. And we have to have some closing thoughts, folks. What do you think, Anita?
I think we need to end on a cheery note. I really do. I'd like to share some tips if, you know, being on the other end of this, God willing, and the creek don't rise. Here's what I've learned. I know we can't do this now with Corona and the shelter in place, but don't isolate yourself. As soon as this Corona thing is done, get out of your house. If you're not isolated, they can't test on you successfully. Cut out the addictions early on. I really believe this is the foundation of the process. Stay busy. The more active you are, the more difficult it is to isolate experiences in the brain.
and it's going to cost them more. So get busy. Garden, fish, go to dance class. Just do anything. Get busy and rebuild your relationships. Don't let pride or these operators or these defense companies get in the way between you and your family. It's not worth it. You know, it's not worth it. You need your relationships. They're so important. Call them up and say, hey, I'm sorry. I was filled with fear and I didn't know how to handle the situation. I know you didn't either. I know you love me. I want you back in my life. Just put the pride away. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. That's a really important one. And, this is a good one. Don't fall for the old holographic laser projection during the sunset trick. All right? I know that's a good one. And I know there's some people out there who thought they saw aliens, but it's just projections. I'm like so thankful I didn't get the old alien trick, man. That's a doozy.
Yes.
And a case number from the police, you know?
Right.
It's an important
I'd like
thing.
To thank you. I'd like to thank you very much, Anita. Unfortunately, we're running out of time here. We have seconds left.
But it was my pleasure.
I'm sure that you'll be on again if it's your wish. Because
I would so love it. Everybody out there, stay strong. You are important.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.